Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Catholeno. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio underscored the deep-rooted and strategic partnership between India and Russia. He said this during the closing ceremony of Bharat Utsav 2025 at the historic Manezhnaya Square in Moscow on Sunday. Calling the festival a resounding success, Mr. Rio said it had brought the two nations closer by showcasing the vibrancy of Indian culture through music, dance, yoga and cuisine. Highlighting his home state, Mr. Rio described Nagaland as a land of bread, natural beauty and rich cultural heritage. He invited the people of Russia to visit Nagaland and experience its indigenous traditions along with its renowned arts, crafts and textiles. The chief minister also praised the Indian embassy in Moscow, led by Ambassador Vinay Kumar, for organizing the festival in an exemplary manner and acknowledged the support of the Moscow city government. He also extended a personal invitation to Moscow government to attend Nagaland's famed Hornbill Festival. More from our correspondent.
During his visit, Mr. Rio engaged with members of the Indian diaspora, met business representatives and addressed a joint press conference with the Indian ambassador. He also participated in an exclusive interview at the headquarters of Russia Today, where he held discussion with media officials and toured the facility.
Chairman of the PEG District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, and advisor for CAWD and taxes, Kadecho Kamo, has called for a wider movement of cleanliness throughout PEG District. Addressing the monthly PEG DPDB meeting held at Fitzroy yesterday, Mr. Kamo directed the district administration to issue an order for a cleanliness drive to be held on the first Saturday of every month in all towns and villages. He announced that awards would be given to the cleanest towns and villages to encourage community participation. Local MLA Dr. Nisatu Mero lauded the implementation of the solar rooftop project in the state and appealed to the power department for greater outreach to help more residents in the district to benefit from the initiative. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that the government will issue new guidelines to promote first-time exporters and new markets under One District, One Product, or DOP. The minister said this while addressing the National One District, One Product 2024 Award Ceremony in New Delhi yesterday. He said Commerce Ministry and the districts get partner to promote ODOP products to newer markets and support first-time exporters.
Amongst the global uncertainty, India is an oasis. India is a stable economy. India has a huge domestic market. 140 crore Indians themselves drive economic growth. And the world today looks up to India as an engine of growth. And we will continue to enter into modern trading arrangements with developed countries with whom we complement our strengths and their strengths so that it can be a win-win for both geographies.
A total of 34 awards were conferred across three categories, including districts, states, and union territories, and Indian missions abroad were received by the respective representatives. Three private hospitals in Nagaland have been re-empaneled under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJAY, and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS. The hospitals are Eden Medical Center, Dimapur, Olive Christian Hospital and Research Center, Dimapur, and Bethel Medical Center, Kohima. The Nagaland Health Protection Society informed that beneficiaries can now visit these hospitals for cashless treatment under the ABPMJAY and CMHIS schemes. For queries or more information, one may contact the toll-free helpline number 1-800-202-3380. And an illegal consignment of liquor seized under various cases in Mokokchun was recently destroyed in compliance with an order passed by the Chief Judicial Magistrate Mokokchun, Julian Sidlow. Destruction committee comprised the Additional Public Prosecutor, Subdivisional Police Officer, District Public Relations Officer and the Police Inspector of Mokokchun. Following an inspection of the destruction site by the Chief Judicial Magistrate, a total of 5,436 bottles of rum, 336 cans of beer and 48 bottles of whiskey were destroyed by the committee members. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.